Well, it is the Stray FM Family Show, and it's Nick Hancock. Now, if in your family you have ever had a bit of a fallout about the Wi-Fi not working fast enough, or somebody being kicked off Netflix because there was a problem with the broadband, we have help for you tonight. But we're going to be talking about this. So I am just down the road from Stray FM here at Hornbeam Park at Electronics Depot UK and Sensory Integrated, just next to the climbing wall in Harrogate. And I'm here with Jonathan. Good evening, Jonathan, and welcome to Stray FM.
Hi.
And it's really lovely to be here. We've got lots to talk about. Now, let's talk first of all about Electronics Depot UK. So this is for people who just need, I suppose, people who can sort of sort out their electronics themselves but might need bits and pieces. What kind of stuff do you sell here?
Yeah, it's really aimed at members of the public. We sort of describe it as a convenience store for electronics bits, but anything from batteries to network solutions, TV brackets, the sort of things that I suppose historically you'd have gone to Maplin for, but obviously they're not on the high street anymore. And there is a real need in Harrogate for that sort of local, I need it now solution. So whether it's a Saturday morning or through the week, you don't have to get online now. You can just bob down, guaranteed the highest quality components, but also online sort of pricing as well. That's what we're trying to offer.
Now, the only problem is if you come and get your bits and pieces here when you're doing some jobs at home, you then have to come upstairs and you will be wowed. So Sensory Integrated upstairs. This is not the kind of thing that I would be able to do, but this is the kind of thing where you can come in, have a conversation about what you'd like to do in your house with your Wi-Fi, with how you watch, how you stream, what kind of things that you could do with the lighting in your house. This is the kind of place where I suppose you imagine how your house could be.
Yeah, I mean, this is where we really split the businesses up, because downstairs, you know, we welcome the DIY enthusiast or all the public who just have a need. But really, when the problem's a little bit more involved and you need some expertise, some advice, Wi-Fi, you know, is a classic example. I would say out of 10 people, probably at least 9 would say the Wi-Fi's not great in their home. So the idea is by going upstairs, we can then actually sit down, talk through things. Carl, who's our expert who runs Sensory Integrated, can then actually take control of the problem and just, well, tell people what the solution is.
Well, if I can describe the room that we're sat in, Carl, this is like a home cinema room, and all sorts of things happen in here at the press of a button, don't they?
Absolutely. This room is designed to showcase what a customer may want. A customer may come to us with an idea, and we're able to sit in this room and demonstrate the different types of system that are available.
There's all sorts that we have to tell you about from here. First of all, if your Wi-Fi is just not quite good enough, so if it's causing, let's say, some pain in the family, there's all sorts of solutions, aren't there, for people in their homes, and probably it can be a lot better than people imagine.
You're absolutely right. Quite often, if someone's considering a remodel of the house or building from scratch, then it's quite important to talk to us in the early stages, as we would always prefer to do a network on a wire, if you like, actually install cable in the property. A lot of people actually think about kitchen handles before they actually think about audio visual in the home. We also have solutions for people that maybe have a property that's lived in, they're not interested in decorating again. So we do have those options available to improve. And of course, as we know, Netflix, Amazon, the need to stream, and streaming music as well now, it's become so much more reliant on a good network in the property.
I've got to say that Carl has shown me something which I would like in my house, but I've got to say, everybody I know, from my mum to my kids, would love this. You can have all of your different remote controls put into one device. Now, that could either be on a tablet, or it could be on a remote control that is actually a bit like the original remote control.
Yeah, so in this room, I mean, one of the products we demonstrate is a system by Control4. if you imagine a number of devices, even in a small media room, maybe with a TV and a Blu-ray player, Sky, maybe an Apple TV, that would maybe take four remotes to control. And we are able to actually control all four just by one. There's a little bit of programming in it, and this has always been considered to be quite a luxury item, but it's become much more affordable. Manufacturers are starting to make TVs that are controlled over network as well, and the whole process is all just becoming a little bit more accessible for people.
But even the blinds in this room open on this device, which is quite cool.
Well, this is one of the ideas with this showroom. I call it a showroom. Actually, it's more of an experience centre. We're able to demonstrate not only multi-room audio, multi-room video. Obviously, we're just sat right now in a cinema room where when you press I want to watch Sky on your remote, we're able to control the lighting down to a dim level. Close the blinds and the projector will turn on along with the AVR and all of the required devices. It's all quite simple and quite intuitive to use from the system. As I've mentioned already, we prefer to do everything, even though wireless is there, we don't want to drain on that resource, so we'd prefer to actually use a wired connection for most devices. So even when we think about fitting a TV on a wall, I would imagine someone's thought about putting a power socket there, but has anyone thought about actually how we get the video to it? And it's really key that even if you can't afford those devices, like the Wi-Fi access points, like we're not going to put a TV there just yet, but it may happen in the future. Think about the infrastructure. Think about getting those network cables in. Think about getting those important cables that we're going to need.
Well, I could sit and talk about all this stuff all evening. It's absolutely fantastic. So get in touch with the guys from Hornbeam Park. Thank you very much to Jonathan and Carl at Electronics Depot UK and Sensory Integrated. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.